they, one guy talked to said he would call me a foreigner for being from Georgia, you know, which the people,
go ahead.
Do they feel that strongly a sense of this is the old South? You see what I mean? I mean, you know, as opposed to the North, and still feel about reconstruction and, you know, the Civil War and things. Are people still as aware of that as?
Oh, I don't think about the war, no. But I think just about the reason for the war. The trouble between the blacks and the white. I don't think it's as much the war as it is the... Well, even I don't think the reason that caused the war, the slaves. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think white people anywhere think that they should still be slaves. Mm-hmm. Is that what you asked?
Well, I was just wondering how much had the people here really been able to forget their past, or are they just being fanatic about trying to resurrect it, you know?
No. I think it's just a vicious cycle. I think if each of them would leave it alone, it would be all right. But the white consider that the black consider that the white owe them something. And the white consider that they don't owe the black anything, even though they've been mistreated all these years, because it's the black's fault, because they're such a sorry bunch of people. It's just a vicious,
yeah.
You know.
What do you think it's
going to
come to?
I don't think it is.
You think it's going to go on?
No, I don't think time is going to go on much longer, but you don't want to get an end time prophecy, do you? I think divine intervention will stop it all. I don't think man can. In fact, man's getting worse all the time.
Well, I won't argue with that.
Okay.
Say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it was around 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's
getting late.
It's what, midnight?
It's almost midnight.
Okay. And if you were walking on some ice, you say, well, this ice is pretty hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped, and I like to have fallen. Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so y'all can go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute, pretty soon.
And you say, this part of my head is my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
Not a man. Hair here would be a
beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And
mouth.
And
neck.
Or this part.
Throat.
What about goozle?
Yeah, that's an odd, jokingly sort of name. I use it once in a while. Oh, you hit me in the goozle, or, oh, you know, goozle.
Is the goozle what you swallow down, or what you breathe down, or Adam's apple? Or?
Adam's apple.
Uh-huh.
Goozle and Adam's apple.
And these are my
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
And this is
hand.
And tooth.
Hands.
And this part of the hand.
Palm.
Okay. And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fists.
And a place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And say, this is my
knee. Leg.
And this
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I
squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
Kneeling, but it's different.
Uh-huh. Do you ever sit down on your
knee? Haunches.
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 What is the haunches?
I'm not sure. That's just an expression I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Haunches. I don't know. Let's see.